What would you do if you could speak to someone you've lost? In the quiet town of Ellensburg, Julie discovers the impossible. Her boyfriend, Sam, killed in a car accident, answers when she calls his phone. Their supernatural connection defies explanation, offering both healing and heartbreak as Julie navigates the complex terrain of grief. Through late-night conversations that bridge the gap between life and death, she learns that sometimes the hardest part of losing someone isn't saying goodbye the first time, it's finding the strength to say it again when given a second chance. Julie and Sam's relationship thrives on meaningful details: paper cherry blossoms in books, perfectly crafted lattes, and Thursday morning drives with curated playlists in his blue Volvo. They slow dance in empty parking lots and communicate in their own invented shorthand. Their connection transcends typical teenage romance. When Julie's parents' marriage collapses, Sam drives her until sunrise. When Sam doubts his musical abilities, Julie creates a blog for his songs that attracts devoted followers. After Sam dies on a rainy Tuesday, Julie responds through systematic erasure, discarding his scent-filled jacket, deleting unread texts, and removing herself from photos. She skips his funeral and avoids their favorite places, believing eliminating all traces might ease her pain. This approach creates conflict with Mika, Sam's cousin and Julie's best friend. While Julie processes grief through elimination, Mika chooses commemoration, organizing memorials and preserving his memory. Their confrontation at Rosie's Diner ends their friendship. Everything changes when she discovers Sam's yearbook message. "I love you, Julie, and always will. Dream big, live bigger, and know that you're meant for amazing things. Yours forever, Sam." At 3 a.m., she calls his number, and he answers. Their supernatural connection follows mysterious rules discovered through trial and error. Calls leave no history, no saved messages, and work best when Julie is alone at night or in empty spaces. Any documentation attempts fail. Recordings capture only static. Phone logs show nothing. The connection deteriorates over time, with static increasingly cutting conversation short. When Julie shares this secret with Sam's sister, the calls become even more limited, a reminder that even supernatural connections must end. These conversations give Julie needed closure, apologizing for their last argument, sharing college news, yet they prevent her from moving forward, keeping her tethered to a relationship that cannot grow. She schedules her life around potential calls, avoiding social interactions, living in suspended animation. This supernatural element serves as a metaphor for grief itself, how we continue relationships with the deceased through memory and the feeling of their presence. For Julie, these calls become both healing and harmful, creating an emotional tangle that mirrors the messy reality of loss. Julie experiences multiple layers of goodbye with Sam. At his house, she confronts his physical absence amid funeral flowers. At his grave with Oliver, she faces his name etched in stone, permanent and undeniable. Sam uses their calls therapeutically, guiding Julie to meaningful places like the barley field that inspired Fields of Gold, where he finally sings it for her. While comforting, he gently nudges her toward acceptance and her own future. This tension between holding on and letting go culminates during a memory lantern ceremony. While others release lanterns with final messages, Julie whispers, "Don't go yet, Sam. Just stay with me a little longer." Her lantern hovers before finally rising beyond reach, a powerful metaphor for the release she must eventually accept. Every corner of Ellensburg now holds painful memories. The antique store where he bought her a wing bookend, the record store of shared music discoveries, the lake of future plans. Julie remains paralyzed, unable to focus on college applications or envision life without Sam, letting deadlines pass as her grades decline. Julie's carefully planned future attending Reed College with Sam, building a life of literature and art, suddenly feels hollow. Her Reed rejection letter becomes a crushing symbolic moment, forcing her to confront not just Sam's loss, but the dissolution of every plan. Through conversations with her mother about writing, Julie learns that you don't write to reach the end, but because you enjoy the process. This metaphor helps her understand that life's meaning lies in embracing the journey, not achieving predetermined goals. Her relationships provide different models for moving forward. Oliver's confession of unrequited love for Sam reveals the complex layers of loss, not just of a person, but of unexplored possibilities. Mika's community gatherings show Julie the healing power of collective memory. Tristan enters as an unexpected catalyst, demonstrating that new connections can coexist with, rather than replace, her love for Sam. Julie discovers that finding purpose after loss isn't about replacement or forced progress, but gradually expanding her world to include new possibilities while honoring enduring love. Healing isn't linear, it's holding precious memories while opening to new experiences. On graduation night, Julie and Sam prepare for their final scheduled call, a moment of both closure and loss. When Julie's phone shatters before their appointed time, she races to Sam's house for his old phone, swapping SIM cards in a poignant metaphor for their temporary connection. Their last conversation carries the weight of months of healing and unspoken truths. Sam's request that she promise not to answer when he calls one final time shows his growth and acceptance that their connection must end. He transforms from someone holding Julie back to the person helping her move forward, despite his own discomfort. When the unknown number appears after they hang up, Julie faces her ultimate test. Despite every instinct to answer, she honors her promise, her first real step toward accepting a future without him, though it breaks her heart. Sam's final voicemail becomes his true legacy. His admission that he stayed connected out of fear of being forgotten reveals his vulnerability. His words expressing love and hope that Julie will carry a piece of him forward transform their supernatural story into a universal one about how love persists beyond death. Julie discovers remembrance weave through both mundane moments and milestones. Cherry blossoms at college transport her back to shared spring afternoons. She occasionally orders his usual drink for comfort. Conversations with Mika naturally circle back to Sam's stories, their laughter mixing with tears. Dating proves complex. Some evenings end awkwardly, leaving her missing Sam. Others bring connections showing joy remains possible. New relationships exist parallel to her love for Sam, each occupying its own space in her expanding emotional world. When she moves to their dream city, she feels both unrealized plans and new possibilities. She unconsciously seeks signs of him in coffee shops that would have been their spots and parks they would have explored together. Julie learns that remembering doesn't mean being stuck. It means allowing her love for Sam to evolve alongside her growth. She keeps her promise through how his influence shapes her choices and capacity for love, appreciating how their shortened story changed her life forever.